Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com.
Hi, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. Dad's kids, I'm giving you a heads up. Next Sunday is Mother's Day, and you better not miss it. Moms aren't happy when we do that. So you have a week to think through how you're going to honor that very special lady in your lives. Take some time, dads. Take your kids shopping for that Mother's Day card, or maybe help them make one that becomes very special, or plan the menu for breakfast in bed, or whatever you'd like to do. If you need some help with ideas, go on out to the website, pebblesoftruth.com. We're going to put 10 suggestions up there for you that you can look through, and maybe you and the kids can pick something that you'd like to do together to honor that very special lady. But our pebble of truth for today is that old saying, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Now, I'm only kidding. Our pebble for truth today is the fifth commandment, where God says, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God commanded you, so that your days may be long and it may be well with you. God asks his children to honor their parents. We're told here to revere our parents because God has commanded us to do so. So when we love and honor our moms and dads, it really becomes an act of worship. And we're obeying God by loving and honoring moms and dads. So honor, though, doesn't have any specific behavior attached to it, like you got to bow to your father and mother or kiss their pinky ring. Honor has a broad number of applications in the Old Testament setting there. It means to show respect or to be concerned for, to be considerate of, to show them love, to help them, to bring them joy, to make their lives better. And while the Apostle Paul links obedience to this command in Ephesians chapter 6, he repeats the command by saying, honor father and mother. So obedience is part of what we want to show our moms and dads as well. But what's interesting for me to remember is that this commandment isn't for children. God didn't get down on his knee, didn't get down on eye level and say, okay, boys and girls, honor your moms and dads. He was speaking to adults, reminding them to honor their older adult parents. And this has some real meaning for me this year as I honor my mom and dad who are now in their 80s, and I've been out of their house now for 35 years, and I find myself in a new place, almost parenting my parents. But I'm trying to honor them by helping them to finish their life well and to finish it with dignity and to bring them joy and help them and protect them. You see, in the ancient days, God was asking adults to do is to protect their aging parents from those who would maybe drive them off their land or take advantage of them because of their weak and feeble states. So when we think of honoring our moms and dads, think of our adult parents as well. Why is it that God asks us to honor our mothers and fathers? And I believe it's because the parenting picture, the relationship between parents and children, mirrors the relationship between God, our Heavenly Father, and us. You know, you and I, as God's children, are supposed to be totally dependent on Him, just as our children have been totally dependent upon us. And God wants us to love and honor and respect Him because of all that He's done for us and how He's provided and protected us and how He demonstrates love for us. That's why He sees it as an act of worship when we honor and obey Him. So as we think through how we can get ready to prepare for Mother's Day, again, go on out to the website, pebblesoftruth.com. Talk to your kids about the important role that mom plays in their life and help them think through the special ways in which mom shows them love and cares for them, and maybe even draw it back to how God loves us and cares for us as his children. So I want you to spend some time this week making sure Mother's Day becomes very special in the life of that very special lady in your lives. Until next time, keep building your house upon the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.